Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Brian David Anderson, who is the author of Superhydrate and Charge Your Cells. This is a interesting book on water, hydration, and scientific information about what we need to stay hydrated in today's world, the danger of plastics and chemicals within our water. And I was very pleased to see the information in this book, because for years I've been spiritually guided to drink distilled water. I bought distillers for both my business and practice years ago, and then have used the technology in this book to further energize the water so that I remain hydrated. I'm a surgeon who operates sometimes 17 hours a day. Obviously, when you're in surgery, you're likely to get dehydrated. We're under hot lights. We're not able to drink. And we're also very busy. So, dehydration and the problems involved with that are very much risk for ourselves and, of course, our patients as well that are coming in with toxic illnesses. Welcome, Brian. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So would you like to give the listeners a little bit about your background and how you became interested in water and how to make it better?
I'm a photojournalist by training. I went to the University of Missouri School of Journalism and majored in photojournalism. I did underwater television productions. I was a pioneer in that area. And then 1988 was a really landmark year for me. I came across the work of a person by the name of Pat Flanagan, and he had taken some drops and put them into water, specifically distilled water.
And it was mostly silica.
That was 1988.
So, right. Crystal energy, I think, right?
Crystal
the name
energy.
Of the product, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a major turning point in my life. Also, they had just come out with room temperature superconductors, and so being a journalist, I had two choices. That's where my background was. I had two choices. I could go back to school, or I could just go ahead and start my own independent study. And I decided that my decision in 1988 was I would just go ahead and approach everything as a journalist. And rather than a student going for grade, I was going as a journalist seeking the truth. And there are many things that have not worked out for me because I didn't go the traditional education route. But overall, it has been worked out very much in my favor is that I just went ahead and sought the truth rather than going for the grade. And basically in 1988, I came across this crystal energy. And so it was basically my first goal then was to come up with a product that would basically do the same thing as this crystal energy. These drops went into distilled water. Then I started drinking the water, and I had a lot of energy. I also did one of the very first flower tests. So I put the drops into distilled water, and then I put a flower into one that had the drops and another distilled water that did not have the drops. And it was amazing the difference between the flower growth. And so that was always in a benchmark. I said, okay, what I want to do is come up with some sort of non-chemical way of then to achieve the same thing. And I've now done that, and I went far, far beyond anything. When I first started off, what I have now gone from that point has just been amazing as far as to myself is that I achieved what Pat Flanagan done with crystal energy, and it went way, way beyond that. So I first started out as a electronic device, and I had taken some iron oxides and put a signal through it, and that would also then change the texture and everything of the water. And then I sold that to a company that is called SeaSilver, and they then went out of business. And I really needed then to have something else. My contract was still with them. I came across a chemistry book that was dated in 1901, and it had the table of elements on a spiral. It was for doctors, dentists, and nurses, and it was a spiral type of chemical element. I then was the very first person then to put the correct table of elements on this spiral. And it was interesting. That was one of the things where, you know, rather than going and taking a chemistry test, what I did is I called around as a journalist to various teaching assistants and chemistry professors all over the United States. And I asked, why did they separate the lanthanide group of elements from the rest of the table? And it was amazing is that everybody gave me a different answer. Nobody had the same answer. So that basically then gave me freedom. I said, look, you know, they're not in any type of accordance here. That gave me the freedom then to go ahead and put the chemical elements on the table. And that table is up on the Trivortex website. And that then turned everything into harmonics. That's when I then started coming up with a harmonic type of field. First, it started off even with pieces of paper. This sounds like science fiction, but basically is that I discovered that the Great Pyramid in Egypt actually is not a four-sided wall. It's actually eight sides, and that there is actually a slight indentation to the Great Pyramid. It's the only pyramid in Egypt that has a slight indentation. And so what I did then is that I started putting this graphic out onto a pieces of paper. Previous to that time, there's a guy named Bill Shule and Ned Pettit. They had taken a laser beam study, and they had done a laser beam into a scale model, and they put a front-sided mirrors, and they followed the laser beam all the way around. And on the flat-sided wall, the laser beam went nowhere. As soon as they started pushing the walls in, and they didn't have a formula to do it, they just started pushing them in indentation-wise. Lo and behold, that laser beam went right directly into the King's Chamber area. So basically what we're dealing with in the Great Pyramid is a prism. And so I started building this prism on a piece of paper. Nothing happened, but then I found, okay, well, what if I were to separate these? And I did it in a very specific type of manner. I had a stack of papers about 1 inch high. I then got a glass of juice and a glass of wine and just simply put them over the papers. And this is what you live for, is this aha moment. And here it was, this aha moment. These papers were giving off this field and literally changed the taste. And basically what I was considering also doing, probably lowering the surface tension of the water. And so then as I was now completing all of this paperwork type of thing, and then I would put these papers in a box, and I would point the box at people's pain, and it would take away the pain and do all sorts of other things. And so at the same time now, I came across a program called Cooletta Pro. Signal generators at that time were just little square boxes, and you had no control over them. And that's what I wanted to do as well. Could I take the values, what I'm doing here geometrically on these papers, and move them and shift them over to frequencies, and literally then make triangles and squares and everything on a frequency type of basis? And with a signal generator, you couldn't do that. Well, Cooletta Pro came out, and it was a computer program that allowed you to have complete control over everything, the phase, the amplitude, and frequency. And so basically then I took some of those values, put it into an audio file, then fired up some speakers, and I got my wine again and put it down in the middle of it in the juice, and lo and behold, it changed the taste. And then one day I was doing the experiment, and I set up all my experiment, went away, and then came back, and somehow the speaker wire, because it went from a computer to an amplifier to a speaker wire, then into a speaker. Somehow both speaker wires had become disconnected, and it still worked, which means is that electromagnetic field that was coming down the wire, actually worked even better. It worked better than the audio signal. And so that was actually what was doing everything, was the pulse. So that then led to the Trivortex treatment chamber. And so basically anything that goes in this chamber for 24 hours, then there's graphics to it, there's everything, various things. And so that basically when it comes out, now that is the Trivortex products. And then basically it works on sympathetic resonance. When I first started this up, what was really sort of strange about it was the field was very, very, new, and or I was perfecting it and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so people would take the Trivortex objects that I had treated in the chamber in the United States, and they would go to South America or they would go to Australia, and it wouldn't work. And it was very, very strange. And then they would bring it back up north through the equator and it would work. And so I was sitting there scratching my head, well, what's going on here? So I made contact with a person out of South Africa, and his name was Anton Unger. And he said, well, why don't we build a chamber down here and see if it does the reverse? And as he is now building his chamber, I started looking at the field and I found the problem. And so I changed the field up. And so now the field, no matter where we go anywhere in the world, it can work out. But then now Anton had his full treatment chamber made. And so then he started doing his own product line down in South Africa. And that's the Trivortex products that you have today. That's the history behind it, is that's how you got those products, is that there are now two different lines and basically the same feel, but just we just did you know, a little different way of marketing and that type of thing. So anything that goes into the Trivortex treatment chamber, after 24 hours, it has all these very unique characteristics. So one of the very first things that we did was then these either discs or at first I did plates, and they were square because I wanted to do it the size of a computer card. You can put it into your computer or into your wallet. And then the next one was, so I'm just now it's a 3-inch type of disc. And so we I've also now improved the field. If you go up on the Trivortex website right now, there are two different versions of the disc. There is a stainless steel version, and then there is a gold-plated stainless steel version. And when I changed up the field, for some reason, the gold-plated really, really takes on the frequencies better than just the plain stainless steel. So we have two different versions of the disc up there. And there's a research page that is on the website. And basically, as what we've done now, it's been done in Australia, it's been done in South America or South Africa, is that we'll subject plants to water that has been treated by the Trivortex disc. And it's amazing the difference between all these plants. And that was one of the first things also I failed to mention, is when I first came out with those figures just printed out, is that we took water and then we did, that was where I knew I was onto something, is because then we took distilled water, just the same thing we did with the old Crystal Energy, and took two samples of distilled water, put a flower in one that had been treated and put another one that had not been treated, and lo and behold, it duplicated what the Crystal Energy was doing. So basically, it's what happens is that distilled water is the very worst or it's the very best, and that's what I put in my book, Superhydrate and Charge Your Cells, is that once you have water, distilled water that is structured, then it's going to be the very best water. If you don't have it structured, it goes all the way to the bottom of the list and becomes the very worst water, because it's going to go in and probably take out minerals and vitamins and nutrients and that type of thing. So what is the most important thing, though, is that we have all of these plant various types of studies and before and afterwards and with distilled water and without the Trivortex and that type of thing, understand that our molecules and the light particles that are in every human, animal, and plant cell are all the same. We all have the same chemical elements. We all have the same molecules, everything. The difference between a plant, animal, and human is simply its arrangement. And that, to me, has always been an amazing type of fact, is that basically we're all the same. It's just all arrangement is the difference. Mm-hmm. And in late 1990s, traditional scientists discovered that there is a phosphorus-based sheath around every human, animal, and plant cell. To me, this changes everything, is because then the only thing that will pass through that phosphorus sheath are light particles. What does phosphorus do? It just takes a light particle and then puts it into a transmission and puts it into another type of level. Phosphorescent is basically what's happening. So that's one of the key abilities of the chemical element phosphorus, is to actually take light particles and act as a transmitter, which to me is also amazing. It's because then if there is, in fact, and there is this phosphorus sheath that's based, and what's interesting about the chemical element of phosphorus is if you isolate it, totally isolate it, it makes a hissing noise and disappears. The only way phosphorus can remain in this dimension is by being compounded with other chemical elements. And here it is, that's the basis of our sheath. And so when this light particles come through, basically, they just pull the light particles off the chemical element and then reassemble that chemical element on the other side of the cell. That's what I, again, I can't have any proof of that. That's basically my theory. And as basically, then we have two different type of realities. We have one reality in the cell and we have one reality outside the cell. So the whole thing is to keep this balance through this phosphorus sheath, no matter what, if it's light particles or if it's full chemical elements, which I feel cannot happen, it just physically can't happen. But whatever it is, we have this phosphorus sheath. That is a fact. And basically then it acts as a gatekeeper. In fact, these phosphorus sheaths they found had big, huge spirals in them. And so basically as the molecule, the chemical element, or the light particle, comes through, is then there is this reassembly, this, or at least some sort of transmutation is occurring of some sort. And to my feeling is that the very best water to flow through this phosphorus sheath is distilled water, because there's only hydrogen and oxygen and maybe a couple other type of chemical elements. The purer the water, the better that it's going to flow through. What's beautiful about distilled water also, it's permeable. That's one of the most important things, is it's permeable, which means is that basically when you drink that water, distilled water, and especially if it's changed by the trivortex disc, is that it's also automatically going to go to your pH level, not be forced. You're not going to force a pH level onto your body, which so many people do now with these alkaline products, because it may be too short, it may be too much. But what's the beauty of distilled water is it will now go to your pH level. And the whole thing about pH is kind of overblown, because basically is that if you are dehydrated, you cannot be in an alkaline level. If you are dehydrated, you're acid. It just basically you can't do. I mean, you're hydrated, you're alkaline. You're dehydrated, you're acid. So basically, the body has its way of regulating the whole thing of pH, and it's all based upon two things: how hydrated you are and what type of water that you drink.
Did you ever study the sound wave technologies behind Penta Water?
In fact, I met the owner of Penta Water at one time, and they were actually going to go with a I was part of a, a low temperature distillation system. Distilled water boils the water and it goes through coils and then comes down. Well, there was a person out of Escondido, California. He was a scientist and he came up with a way of doing a low temperature distillation. And basically then it's a whole revolutionary type of way, and you get a much, much purer water, much purer distilled than you do of boiling it. And then he came over and examined the low temperature system. And he determined then it was just too expensive to do, or his profits wouldn't be that much. So that's how I met Penta, is when he was going out and looking for waters. One of the first waters he came and looked at, and he he acknowledged, that was one of the most important thing, he acknowledged that distilled water was the very most superior water to go. And then he was also introduced to my technology to structure it. But because of money type of considerations and what they wanted to do money-wise, they decided to go in a different type of direction. So that's also, I'm part of the whole history of Penta.
Yeah, I was the spokesperson for Penta for a while, and I interviewed the president on multiple occasions and learned, that's how I learned so much about water from him and other people who were, you know, forging ahead with the different trials to see what could be done. And Penta really does help people who are toxic. I mean, if they do two or three bottles of Penta water a day, their edema goes down, they detox, you know, it really is a good product.
Well, and then also on comparison of that, if you take a bottle of distilled water from the grocery store, and one of the most important things you have to do there is degas it. And so if you buy your distilled water, what I do is I have a system at home, and I have three stainless steel containers. They were an old beer brewery, and I bought one of the forgotten now what the name of it. Anyway, it was stainless steel containers. And so I pour the distilled water into there. I put the Trivortex disc onto it and then let it degas out. And then now you have this degassed distilled water changed by the disc. And I'll compare that to any water that's out there. That water will do the same thing as Penta and be a lot less expensive and compared to anything else out there. And again, there's been other people that have done flower tests, comparisons between Penta and all the various types of waters, and the distilled water, the simple distilled water changed by the Trivortex disc, the flower performance blows everything else away.
Well, I'll tell you what I do, and I've come to this through different spiritual guidances for me. I use distilled water from our distiller and put it in on the Trivortex disc. It is in a plastic bottle, which is probably not great, but it's Penta's plastic, which is a lot better off than a lot of the other plastics. And then I pour it into a glass, and I have a homeesis stone. Have you heard of homeesis stones?
No.
They put a little bit of radioactivity in the water, and that and that is got a lot of health benefits. And then I drink that water throughout the day. So
at any point in the process, have you been subjecting a dent to your Trivortex products at all?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you put the Trivortex product anywhere near the water then at all?
Yeah, it's on the two things. It's on a disc from Zero Point, which helps energize the water. And then the Trivortex is on top of that disc. And then I sit the plastic, the Penta bottle, it's a Penta water bottle, with the distilled water in it. It just stays there. And then I pour my water out of that into a glass.
Okay. All right. So I figure the
chemicals are gone because I've been using this plastic water bottle forever, so it's probably not real chemically toxic.
You might want to consider doing, too, is that you can also take the Trivortex disc and put it on your distiller. Try that.
Yeah,
just
that's
as an
what I was reading in here. Now, you put it right on top of the distiller?
Yeah, anywhere that's metal.
Or in the distiller?
Just anywhere that's metal.
The whole thing's metal. Yeah.
Yeah, so you basically anywhere, and then
that's
basically what happens.
I'll have to buy another one from you then.
Okay, well, we can work out something on that one. So I think basically also, too, is when you get this new gold-plated one, you're going to be very, very impressed.
It blows away
anything else we've done in the past whatsoever. So,
well, that's great. Do you think that, now your theory on that, is that because gold is more able to transmit the energy through?
Yes, there's three things. There's silk, lasers, and gold seems to mimic the Trivortex field the very best.
Uh-huh.
Now, anything else that goes in is still going to do very, very, very well. But for whatever reason, then you have silk, which of course then the spiders are putting out this very coherent type of material. Of course, gold is coherent. And what is lasers? They're coherent. So basically they pick up and they become a transmitter for the Trivortex
field. For
the
energy,
So
now, you said there's a chamber that you have that you put things in. Have you built chambers that people can go in?
We actually, my South African distributor built one. But what we now have done is we have a thing called the stem cell stimulator. And there's actually something far, far superior to just simply putting somebody in the chamber. And if you go up on the Trivortex website, you look at stem cell stimulator, and we have testimonial videos from a lot of people that have experienced this. Basically, is the history of the stem cell stimulator goes back to 1984, and how it all happened is that I did underwater television productions for a while. And I was actually hired by ABC TV to photograph the windsurfing events in Los Angeles. So I had my underwater housing on a float, and the catamarans were coming by, and they were having some trials, and this one catamaran came along, and he put his fin up, and the fin is right next to my lens, and they actually used that as a break to going to all the events at the Olympics in that year. So the owner of that said, hey, let's let's go do some more of that. I want to do some more. So we went out to this little bay, and we started doing it, and basically we had forgotten about the bottom daggerboard, and the bottom daggerboard clobbered me right in the right knee. I thought I'd lost my leg, but the orthopedic guy said, you were very lucky is that the board hits you right at the bone where it's the strongest. He said if it had been much lower.
Otherwise you would have lost your leg.
Yes, he said it would have, it was a crunch. So now we fast forward to 2004, and I'm now having my Trivortex products. I have my discs. I have all the various things and everything. Mm-hmm. And then this right knee started to hurt me. I mean, really, really, really bad. I couldn't even hardly walk. I played football or basketball until I was 62, until last year. And so I was, main thing is I couldn't play any basketball. Well, that really hurt. So I started doing the research, and I found out that there is the substance between the bone and the cartilage of hyaluronic acid. And so if you take hyaluronic acid orally, it basically it's worthless because the digestive system destroys it. They have actually taken needles and put hyaluronic acid directly into a joint, and it works. It provides pain relief, but as soon as they pull the needle away, that's it. It's over with. So as an experiment, I took a hyaluronic acid and I put it on my knee. All right, there's a little capsule of it. And I left it there for 24 hours. Well, of course, it didn't do anything at all. I then took that same capsule and put it into the Trivortex treatment chamber. Left it there for 24 hours, brought it back out, put the hyaluronic acid onto my knee. And lo and behold, there was another, again, one of those aha moments, the same thing when I did the papers. Within 10 minutes, most of my pain was gone. What happened is that I was the very first person to experience what I call now light particle assimilation. Those light particles in the hyaluronic acid were excited by the chamber. And then when I put it onto my body, those light particles went right through that phosphorus sheath, right where it was all needed. And basically, since that day, I have not had any problems with that knee whatsoever. And I played lots and lots of basketball. So what had happened then is that basically I then started wearing the I put a baggie in the chamber with some hyaluronic acid, and I started wearing it over my heart. Then about the 10th day, I took it off my knee, and the pain came back. After the 20th day, then I took the off my knee. I took the capsule off my knee, and I was just wearing the hyaluronic acid that was just over my heart. Basically, what I feel happened is that the light particles of the hyaluronic acid built in my body by putting it over my heart, and then basically then what's that's now happened ever since, now this is 2003, is that the light particles are now being pulled in off of the electromagnetic fields. So by putting it over my heart, the light particles built in the electromagnetic fields, and then now is anytime I need that hyaluronic acid, it pulls it right into my that particular type of joint. I then started putting other types of vitamins and nutrients into the baggies and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I started selling them as a product called Tri-Vibes. One of my distributors out of Phoenix, Arizona, started wearing it. Her medical doctor then wanted her to do a SpectraCell test. And the reason being is she was recovering from ovarian cancer. It was nothing from Trivortex was helping her, but she was simply wearing this vitamin pouch at the time. Did not tell her doctor what she was doing. So the doctor said, let's go in and do a SpectraCell test. I want to see where all your vitamins and nutrients are. And so SpectraCell has been very controversial. It's getting a little bit more accepted now by the traditional medical community. But now when she the test came back, SpectraCell called the doctor and said, you need to bring your patient in because this person is overdosing. They're most likely, especially in minerals, calcium, zinc, that type of thing. We've never seen a rate as high as what we're seeing here. He said, and you need to get a toxic test on the kidneys and bladder because this person probably is toxic on both of those. So the medical doctor comes in, starts shaking their finger at the my patient. My distributor. And they said, you got to stop taking all these minerals and vitamins, and you're just, this is ridiculous. You know, you don't, you know, two or three times a day, you just can't do that. Just already assumed that the person was doing that.
Yeah.
And so my distributor looks at it and said, but doctor, I haven't taken a vitamin or mineral nutrient ever in my entire life, but I'm
wearing
this. So that had the, now that was the beginnings of TriVibes. We have now since done a clinical trial on that. We did 20 people. We gave 20 people a placebo, which was a white flour inside of the amulet. It's a steel amulet. And then we gave all the vitamins and nutrients. So 10 wore a placebo. 10 wore the real thing, and we actually had then a 21st person because we considered doing diabetics, but we thought, well, you know, that's a whole variable. So, but we made the 21st person actually the father of the person who was doing the trial, who was a medical doctor. And so we made that 21 people. And so the 10 people then, we get all the 21s got a first SpectraCell test. Then 40 days later, everybody got to get a second SpectraCell test, and nobody knew what they were doing, if they had placebo or if they had the real thing or whatever.
Right.
We did it in a random type of manner. We did it through a computer, and so we didn't even know who was having the real thing.
Right.
So the tests come back, and statistically, the group that wore the TriVibes blew. I mean, they were, it was just amazing of how the statistically all of their values either went to right before, below, deficient to non-deficient. Most people were all non-deficient. And then the other group that was in the placebo, they all basically stayed the same. However, some of them spiked their vitamin B's. And we were going like, I was sitting there scratching my head, why would a group have the vitamin B's? And so I called a lawyer friend of mine. I was telling him about it. And he started laughing. And he said, don't you realize, he said, that the United States government mandates that all flour be vitamin B enriched, but he said it's homeopathic levels. So that was a surprise in the story. Then the 21st person, who was a diabetic, he had 7 deficiencies, and at the end of the 40 days, he had none. In 40 days, and that's also blows away the people at SpectraCell, because what their contention is that once you start a vitamin regime, it usually takes anywhere between 3 to 4 months and sometimes even up to a year to bring your levels up to the proper type of thing. And here we were doing 40 days. So now we have a product that's called TriVibes, and you basically, we advertise it as that you can wear your vitamins and nutrients. If you're already taking vitamins and nutrients, then tell me on those days, what do you do on those days when you're stressed and your vitamin B levels aren't being taken up? So it could also supplement for those persons who are taking vitamins and nutrients. It acts as a supplement during those days when you're stressed, especially like yourself, when those days when you're in surgery and you're stressed out, you're not going to take up your vitamins and nutrients. There may be for women going through their menstrual cycle, you know, just all the various things that are going on. So that's where the TriVibes come in and fill in those areas. And for other people like myself, one of the reasons why I developed it is because I don't like taking vitamins and nutrients. So now I haven't taken a vitamin or nutrients, and I haven't before that time, but ever since the TriVibes, you know, I developed them. And again, that right knee has never given me any more problems, where I got clobbered by that dagger board. And so, and I played full court basketball all the way up until the age of 62, and that was last year. So that was now the basis of the TriVibes. I came across a little hand device that was made in Denmark, and it's a vibrational type of tool. And basically, it has a little sound head on it. It has a little knob on the back of it. And it takes the sound wave from 60 hertz to 10,000 hertz. The traditional medical community won't even recognize that set of waves even exists. They don't even give it a name, because once you start at 10,000 hertz, you're into ultrasound. But anything below 10,000 hertz, you don't need any type of cream or anything else like that to have it operate. So it's now been called, it's called intrasound informally. So what I do is I call it the tri-intrasound unit. What I did is I took the vitamins and nutrients, a pouch of it, and I put it up into the sound head. My theory is that with these light particles, the sound waves would then become the carriers for the vitamins and nutrients. So mm-hmm. I then put a little pouch up inside near the sound head, put everything into the Trivortex treatment chamber, and then I started mm-hmm. selling these units. Well, it was one of this lady who was the distributor that had the first Tri-Vibes experience. She was working mm-hmm. with somebody who was a diabetic, and his left leg was in a really crisis condition. He was about ready to have it amputated. His insulin levels were all over the place. And so mm-hmm. she started using this sound unit, and she was going up and down his tibia bone and all over the leg. And the very first thing that they noticed is that his insulin levels totally became stabilized. The next thing is over the next 3 weeks, that leg totally recovered back to normal. And then that intrigued me. I was going like, well, wait a minute, what are we doing here? I mean, I understand vitamins and nutrients. We can, you know, basically almost use this now as an injection right onto the site. But mm-hmm. why this fast recovery? And the only thing I could think of is that tibia bone is that tri-intrasound unit with that carrying the signal down and with the vitamins and nutrients had to have been stimulating some stem cells. Mm-hmm. And the key thing then with stem cells, of course, is you have two things. You got to create the stem cells, and number two is you got to turn the DNA on. And mm-hmm. so basically the unit was doing both. It must have been stimulating and also turning it on. So that now led to the stem cell stimulator. Rather than doing that hand unit to stimulate the stem cells, I came up with a series of frequencies which I feel would be work with the stem cells. And I came off a computer, and it's on two positive poles of the computer. Okay, so or actually three positive poles. There's three positive frequencies coming off a computer. And those mm-hmm. go onto the tibia bone with applicators. So now we're positively charged into the tibia bone. Now the next thing we do then is now we're stimulating those stem cells or the stem cell energies. Mm-hmm. Now take the negative ends of the, because those are coming off three positive poles of amplifiers. And yeah. now we take the negative poles and we put them on the target area, wherever they mm-hmm. might be. And so this actually stayed in my computer for a while, for almost nearly a year, trying to develop it and doing all the frequencies and doing it right and everything else like that. At one time, I was associated with a place called Hippocrates Health Institute, and they allowed mm-hmm. me to come in and we did our very first person that we did with this stem cell stimulator. She was an 83-year-old woman. She had a very rare type of cancer on her cheek. And she had an open blister and a lesion that traditional could not close whatsoever. It had been open for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then there was a condition on the ball of her, the front ball of her foot. And every time mm-hmm. she took a step, it was like a spur was right there. And so basically she had been using the cane for 2 years. It was mm-hmm. my consideration that the reason why the cheek would not heal is because of this condition down in the foot was every time she took a step, and she did not want to go into a wheelchair, so she basically used a cane, and she'd been using a cane for 2 years. So when we put her on the table, my first thing is, let's go after this foot. So we put all these Trivortex, now what we call stem cell stimulator, we use that tri-intrasound mm-hmm. unit, we use everything, and we just concentrated on the foot for a good first 45 minutes. Then we came up and we then concentrated on the cheek, and she was wearing a Band-Aid or a big bandage over her lesion. So we just put mm-hmm. the thing on top of that. And so then the results of that were that we're now in her very first session. She sits up and she starts walking towards the door. Then we hand her cane. She goes, "There's no pain on my foot." And she turned around and handed the cane to her daughter, and she mm-hmm. never used the cane ever since. She never used it again. Mm-hmm. She's now expired, but that foot never gave her any problem. When she got home, they took off the bandage and the cheek. The daughter then called me and she said, "My gosh," she said, "this is a fire. I mean, it's like," she said, "this is a red color I've never seen on skin before." And I said, but does it hurt? I said, just kind of, you know, push around the area. Is there any? And she said, no, there's no pain whatsoever. She said, but it's bright red. I said, well, basically what we're doing is we're putting blood into the area.
Yeah, the blood's going to heal it.
And, yeah, and so basically then three days later, that lesion totally healed over, and that, again, never was, again, a problem for her whatsoever.
Right.
So that was the very first thing. Now, we just now had a guy come in. It was in a video that is up on the Trivortex website of a stem cell stimulator. If people want to go see it, a person came to me with lymphoma. He was a crane operator down in San Pedro in California. Had been exposed to all type of diesel fuel. He was also an ex-smoker, and he got then flared up on a lymphoma on the left side of his neck. And he decided that he wanted to do everything totally alternative. Of course, then the doctors wanted to do chemo and radiation and surgery and everything. He decided not to go that route. And I had not met him. But when he made that decision, I had not met him yet. So I did not influence that whatsoever. And then he found me. And then we started doing the stem cell stimulator on him. We also did some other things, what was called the cling wrap protocol. We did various things. And now... it was 3 weeks ago that he had his PET scan. He had a CAT scan, and that's when they determined that he had this very severe case of lymphoma. Was it called B-cell lymphoma? And so basically then now we're 2 weeks ago, he went in for a PET scan, and he basically, he had no other further any type of cancers in the body. It was a full body scan. And the cancer that he did have was reduced by over 97%. All of his symptoms were gone, all the pain, the swelling, everything was all gone. And he has that testimony that is on his, it's up on the Trivortex website. And there's been many other types of people that have come through with the stem cell stimulator. So what we have here also is that what we've incorporated now with the stem cell stimulator, which I'm very, very excited about, is that we have a oxygen concentrator. We put it through an electrical charge that we put onto the oxygen. That oxygen then flows through a combination of oils, and the major combination is hemp and CBD, the non-THC CBD. So now, remember, we're coming off the two positive poles of the amplifier. And so that's going into the thing that's putting the charge onto the oxygen. Now, that is being bubbled into the oil, and then by cannulas, the person is now breathing that oil. And now it's given a positive charge. All of that, everything is all positive, and it's going to the lung positives. Now we take that negative end, and we put that onto the target area. So basically... it's the very first system, and it's the only one that I know of, where basically we can take hemp and CBD oil and basically target an area and put it right directly on. That's what we did with, he was one of the very first persons we did this with, this person with lymphoma, where we basically put it right directly on the area, and now all of those cannabinoids and the CBD and the hemp are all being concentrated and shifted right onto the target area, which of course that was in his lymphoma area, and we had a major change within a couple of days. You'll see him hear his testimony of how it just basically in the first couple of days made a massive change to his condition. So very excited about that with the stem cell stimulator, is we actually now can target an area and bring the hemp to that area. And persons don't have to be smoking it. Many times, again, with the CBD oil, people don't realize is that with the CBDs, if you do it orally, 95% of it is destroyed by the digestive system.
Yeah.
So we have now, we consider it to be the very, very best delivery system of the hemp and CBD into the body. And it's all happening again, which I feel the future of medicine is all about, this positive and negative charging of how you want to get healings to the body, whether you want to do stem cells. And that was the thing also. See, we were doing the stem cells too. There was actually two applicators. There was an applicator for onto his shin bone. And then that applicator went on to that same area. But then we also then had the applicators, the negative applicators that were going on to the from the thing that was putting the positive charge onto the oxygen. And one of the things I've discovered also that makes the stem cell stimulator so good is that I found a way to power small devices with a computer and an amplifier. So rather than plugging them into the wall, they're now being powered by the computer, which they come off the positive poles. So that's what we take advantage of, is we take those negative poles and we put them on the target area. So one of the things also is we have UVB and UVA lights that are being powered. We also have a laser, and the frequency of that laser and the UVB and UVA lights also have been proven by traditional science to stimulate stem cells. So basically we're stimulating the stem cells, but now they have this grounding, this light when it comes into the body wants to ground. It wants to go to the ground, which is now means it goes to the target area. So to me, it's the real future of medicine is where we can deliver various things by putting a positive charge to it and literally then attracting it right to the target area.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
So
there's a lot of room for improvement in medicine, I'll tell you that.
Well, and again, this, and
having been a
no
doctor for 30 years.
Well, and that's what I say. And basically, you know, pre-surgery and post-surgery to on a target area, you have a bullet wound. And basically, you would then hit the area with before the surgery and immediately afterwards, then you're bringing that. So basically, it has a lot of implications. For there's not an area that it doesn't that won't will not help in medicine.
That's true. There's huge amount of need for increasing wound healing, you know, treating many other conditions. You know, there's all sorts of toxic conditions that this would help with, as well as cancer and autoimmune disease.
Well, that's where, again, we have been on the edge here, because my distributor, Anton Unger, out of South Africa, when we first started doing the stem cells, we had these tremendous amount of computer programs that we came up with. I came up with these programs, and if to have everybody to complete these programs would have taken a crew of 20 people working 24 hours a day to do it through the manual way of the way it, and computers. So we went to a computer genius, and basically what we did is, okay, now I have this particular type of frequency, and I have this phase and this, and I want to move it, and I want to, you know, make this type of shape type of thing. And so basically we have this one-of-a-kind software. So basically is that we can make any type of shapes, we can do anything we want to, and that's the key thing that also makes it so different, is we have the frequencies, the proper frequencies, to make all of this work. And that's where we're going to, you know, we'll probably stay 10 years ahead, maybe even 20 years ahead of everybody else, is because we have the proper way of doing the frequencies. And if you don't do the frequencies properly, it actually will possibly have even a negative effect, or at the very least it does is a neutralizing effect. And it may even have a slightly, not it's a real negative, but it won't go anywhere. It's either going to be slightly negative or neutral. And you have to know what you're doing with your frequencies. And that's where, again, we're going to be way ahead of the curve on everybody else, is because we have the software to pull all this off.
I've got a particular problem in my patient population that I've been looking for an answer for. I just want to propose it to you and have you think about it. I have a lot of patients who have had ruptured silicone implants. They have silicone and chemicals throughout their body. The chemicals are hydrophobic mostly, and the silicone, of course, is hydrophobic. So it's very difficult to get the stuff out. Do you think there's anything in the Trivortex technology that would help with that?
One of the first things would be is to clean the intestine out, and we have a protocol for that. No doubt about that. We have a, what we consider to be a very, very good protocol. It's a cleansing type of protocol. All the objects or all the things have been Trivortex treated, and that makes it enhances it tremendously. So basically, it's a combination of aloe vera and silver hydrazole. Mixing those two together and then taking a room temperature probiotic at the same time. And basically, where the most important thing, oddly enough, is to try to go ahead and cleanse the gut out as much as possible. And we found that this to be the most mildest way, yet the most thorough and effective way of cleansing the area is through the this aloe vera and silver hydrazole protocol. So, you know, we can maybe discuss that afterwards of if you want, you know, start doing some sort of thing on that. The another thing also that feel it. I was bitten by a brown recluse spider. In actuality, what started before that is that my wife and I lived in Florida, and we got zinged by mold poisoning. We had an air conditioning that created black mold in the house, and we lived there for 2 years and didn't know it was there. And I got a really, really, really bad case of mold poisoning, and I got the lesions. I had everything on me. And again, my Trivortex was not really working, and that's where we came across the ozonated oils. And so I started doing the ozonated oils and also using it rectally, and that seemed to help out a whole lot. So then we moved to California, and I promptly got bit by a brown recluse spider. And of course, basically, when you go to, you know that, when you go with a spider bite, the only thing they can do is basically cut you down and give you antibiotics in an emergency room. So I didn't really want to do that. And so I, you know, I got bitten on the elbow. I had a hematoma from my left inside wrist all the way up to my armpit. And the swelling was pretty bad, and I was already having necrotic tissue on the elbow. The elbow was basically falling off. And what I first did is I took some silver hydrazole and silver hydrazole gel and silver hydrazole spray, and then also mixed that with some hemp oil. And I put that on my arm. I then wrapped it in gauze and said, well, you know, took that off and didn't work. My wife is a veterinarian. She does a spay-neuter specialty and also emergency room. So she knew, you know, I was pretty much in a crisis here. And she goes, okay, you got 24 hours. She goes, otherwise you're going to the emergency room. I said, oh, okay. So I said, okay, I'm going to try this one more time. And I put that silver hydrazole on, the gel, and I put the spray on, and then I put the hemp oil on. But this time I was so tired I needed to go sleep, and so I just wrapped it in some cellophane. And about an hour, this was 11 o'clock at night, about an hour later, everything, my arm just had this burning sensation that was I've never experienced before. It's like I was over a slow fire. And I let it go for like 3 hours, and I said, okay, this is doing something. And it was all wrapped up, and it was dark and everything. I couldn't see, and I was so groggy and sleepy. And so then about 3 o'clock in the morning, I unwrapped it. And I punched my wife, and I said, hey, you got to come over and look at this. Now, there's very few things that will make my wife speechless. And she's, oh, you're really going to have to go to the emergency room, aren't you? Ah, she's laughing and everything. She looked at that thing, and her jaw dropped. And literally, my arm was about 95% normal. The hematoma was totally gone. Everything. And so, you know, so wait a minute now. That really piqued my interest about oils. And so here it was. I have this way of with an ozone generator. It normally plugs into the wall. Well, what happens if we would to do that same thing, but do it with the Trivortex frequencies? Would that be something very special? Well, this turned out to be extremely special. So now we have a ozone oils that were, what we found out is that we mix various types of oils. What we have available right now is coconut and olive oil. So the coconut was added because it has a low saturated fat, and your olive oil has a medium saturated fat. So then when it's put through the special Trivortex, now ozone, its absorbency is almost immediate. It has very, very low type of smell, which a lot of your ozone oils do. And we had, my business partner and I, who's a medical doctor, we had bought a 3D vector camera thinking that the stem cell would help out in facials. And it really didn't work out that way. But here we had this 3D camera. So I had two ladies, And we put the oil on them on day one. And then the SpectraCell or this vector camera can look at sun damage or skin damage caused by the sun. It has this way of getting dermally underneath. And so we did a one day, and then we followed them all the way through for 40 days. And literally you can see in the pictures, without just normal pictures and then this other special type of picture, literally this massive change that occurred in both ladies. So you can literally say now we can make the claim because of this Vectra camera is that the ozone oil that we now put out has been the only thing that will actually reverse skin damage caused by the sun. So we actually have the scientific proof for it. So now I'm thinking about your ladies. There would be two things. Number one is to doing topical applications of the oil and then also doing it where they would also inject the oil rectally, because then basically you have almost, it goes right into all the systems. It's totally safe. There's no contraindications for any of this. And so that would be my thing, is that we would cleanse on both ways. We would cleanse the gut using also the Trivortex disc by throwing it into the bathtub and having them do salt baths, because what happens when you add salt into water with the disc, the salt becomes an extension of the disc. That was one of the things for myself, is that when I played basketball full court for years, I would come home, throw it in the bathtub, put the disc in the bathtub, and I would soak for 20 minutes, and I would come out of that bathtub, and all that lactic acid, all of the thing was all gone. It's like, oh, it was amazing. And so same thing for them, is that we also do a lot of saltwater baths, because basically now we want to replenish. We want to try to do as much as possible. So it would be a multiple type of thing. It would be oils. It would be both rectally and topically, then also doing the silver hydrazole and the aloe vera. If they really wanted to also get sophisticated, those tri-intersound units that was for the diabetes, we also could use that right over the breast area to help it also start recovering. So there's multiple things that we could do for that type of breast trauma that's occurred because of the implants.
There's one other category of patient that you'll appreciate. The saline implants grow mold in the saline. So these patients are deathly ill with sick building syndrome the sick building's in their chest wall. And, now we're treating them with explantation, getting the capsule out, doing antifungals, and then biotoxin detox. But it sounds to me like you've already figured out something about biotoxin detox. And by the way, that spider bite was a biotoxin, you know that.
Right.
You had to neutralize the biotoxin of the brown recluse in order to have your arm do that.
Well, that's what's sort of amazing, is that because everything was captured in, basically what I think happened by that putting that cellophane wrap around it is that it captured that silver, and the manufacturers of the silver hydrazole say put it on, you know, 7-8 times a day, you know, for a bite or something, because it happens is that that silver hydrazole will then basically then evaporate. So what we did is we captured it. Everything was captured and it forced it into the cells, and that silver and the ozone then came in counter with those biotoxins. And now I didn't have anything. I didn't defecate anything different. I didn't, nothing in my urine stayed the same. So, you know, what happened there? I mean, basically, did it, is there some other type of, you know, physics that were, you know, occurring here? Is it basically put it into a tachyon state or something? But, you know, that gets really woo-woo, but something else happened. But we've now used this CLINGWRAP protocol. That's what I was saying. The CLINGWRAP protocol has now been used on numerous types of things. And to me, the CLINGWRAP protocol would be absolutely excellent for these people with the breast problems, is that mold and et cetera. Basically, again, it's the whole, you lay down the silver, spray, the gel, the what we call the transformed plant oils, you put that on top of it, and then the cellophane on top of that, leave it there for approximately 45 minutes to an hour. I found out that it really is not effective after that, even though I put mine on for 3 hours. It really wasn't that effective. So basically put it on 45 minutes to an hour. If you need to, then redo it again. And because I think that basically the toxins are pulled, and basically then if you put a leave-in on too long, it could go back in. So that's why I would say, you know, change it out every 45 minutes.
Right.
And basically, I think you have a really good opportunity here to reverse a lot of that. And the cling wrap protocol would be absolutely, totally appropriate for your breast problems. And I think also, too, is that with the stem cell stimulator, one of the things that we are almost 100% on right now is sciatica. Is that I found a little spot that sciatica all comes out of. And if you come in and you release that spot on the body, basically then sciatica, that's the hub of where sciatica is. And you release that spot, then it can release everywhere. I've had now, probably 5 or 6 people come in and they were scheduled for hip replacements or knee replacements. And basically all they had was a major sciatica problem. And you relieve that sciatica, and basically then it takes all that tension, it takes all of that distortion that is occurring in the knee or the hip. And once you take care of the sciatica, then the hip, well, it's amazing, you know, of a difference in the hips. And to me, it's always a great example of that has been that my wife had a dog one time and swallowed something wrong, and she took it in for an x-ray, and they found out the hip was just totally off. I mean, but the dog was walking normally, but basically the hip was basically gone. And so they were, well, can we go in for operation? And finally, one of the other vets said, you know, basically what happened is the muscle structure has now adapted to what the stress is happening on the skeletal structure. So why, you know, mess with this? And I think that's also one of the things that can happen with humans too, is that you could have some hip problems, but at the first, give it chance first where you will do a muscular adjustment. And most times it's in that sciatica region, that sciatica that has been causing the problems for the hip. So once we relieve it and then build the muscle structure, can you then function, you know, normally, and you still have the bone distortions and you have the bone problems, but the muscles have literally readjusted themselves to then make up for the skeletal problems. Can that happen? I believe it can. And the thing is that it's worth, I mean, if it doesn't work, fine, you just go in and still do your hip. But I now had 5 or 6 people, and now six, that have come in with either knee or hip problems, and they were scheduled for surgery, and they canceled their surgery.
Right.
Simply because we just basically released the sciatica area.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's great.
So, other than that, I'm a normal guy.
right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Would you like to give the listening audience your contact information?
Brian Anderson. It's Trivortex, TRIVORTX.com, Trivortex.com. Email address is brian@trivortex.com, and telephone number is 619-884-1455. And so basically anywhere, if you're looking to, you know, increase your hydration, we got the disc for that. And if there's any other types of challenges that are happening for you, well, please give us, you know, an opportunity to at least discuss it. And a doctor, I really look forward, hopefully we're not just going to talk about this today. I really, really would like to work with you on some of the things that's happening, and both post and pre-surgery. And,
I'll definitely be in touch.
All right. Well, very good. Excellent. Again, thank you very much for, you know, I have to say is that, you know, you talk with a lot of radio hosts, and basically I can't get a lot of technical. I have to, you know, keep it pretty much on a really topical type of level. It's been a tremendous pleasure to just really kind of unleash and just talk about, you know, and many of the technical aspects. And, you know, you're right with me. So
right.
That's unusual. So I really have enjoyed today.
Well, thank you. And it's great to talk to you, too, because, you know, I've always had a real interest in these technologies, and we have a real need for a stem cell activation in our fat transfers. So I'll talk to you about all of that.
Just remember, audience, too, one of the key factors of stem cells, you need to generate them, and you also need to turn them on. And two things that inhibit that are dehydration. When you have proper hydration, you're going to have proper stem cell dynamics.
And that's why when you are dehydrated, you age very quickly.
So. Yeah. Well, that's what's interesting. One more little point there is that my doctor, who's my business partner, we went and talked to one of the top stem cell guys out of Florida. And he was talking about the failure rates. And I said, well, you know, do you ever talk to your patients about hydration, you know, before and after they come in? And that doctor looked at me like I was from the planet Mars.
Right. That's very important. It's very important. That's true. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. We've been interviewing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thanks. We've been interviewing Brian David Anderson, his book, Superhydrate and Charge Your Cells. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Dr. Edwig Binge, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And then on the 9th, Blake Bauer, You Were Not Born to Suffer. Thank you very much for joining us at Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.